practical message today. I'm in a series, and it's going to be about the disciples, and I love the disciples. I'm one of them. I've been drawn to the disciples because they're a lot like me. They were regular people. Jesus didn't pick the religious. He picked regular guys who had never been picked, who would never be picked. And they had problems. They did. They had issues. So I fit right in with them, okay? And so I think it's great. And so in the summertime, I like to do messages a lot of times about water, about boating, or something like that, because we live here in Florida. So I'm in a series right now called The Boat I'm In. The Boat I'm In. My boat's not your boat. There'll be things happen in your life that's not going to happen in my life. And even if it's the same kind of thing, you're different from me. And the whole situation is going to be different because we're different. But what's not different? You're going to have problems. You're going to have trouble. As sure as sparks fly up, the Bible says, you are born for trouble. In this world, you're going to have persecution. In this world, you're going to have tribulation. Who said that? Jesus said, okay? And you're going to have it. So what are you going to do with it? How are you going to deal with it? And so we're in a little series talking about how Jesus took his disciples. They were nobodies. Nobody would have ever picked them. They were know-nothings. They didn't know a whole lot about the ministry. Now, fishing, nets, different things like that, they could have done it. No problem whatsoever. But following Jesus Christ, following a rabbi, being a teacher, are you kidding me? So if he did that for them, he can do it for me. He can do it for you. And so the boat we're in. So we're going to look at it today. Let's go to another message. This is message number 3 in the new series. The boat I'm in. Letting Jesus take me from where I am to where I want. And y'all with me or not? I'm not putting you to sleep with my little talk, am I? Don't make me holler at you. I'll do it. Here we go. So, last week was boat tripping with Jesus, believing he's going to get me to the other side. Remember that message last week? Many of you that were with me, they go on, Jesus says, let's go on in the boat. We're going to the other side. And Jesus is in the boat with them. He's in the boat with them. And a storm is crazy. And they're fishermen. A lot of them. And storm gets crazy. And they get scared to death. And they're very fearful. And so Jesus calms the storm down. They're like, wow, thank God, that's behind me. But what happens? The worst is yet to come. When they get to the other side, oh man, thank God we're on land. But at least 2 guys filled with several thousand demons appears. Y'all remember that or not? Man, I'd be like, I don't care how bad that water was, I'm going back that way. But we learned last week, without getting to the weeds too far any more than that, is that the demons spoke out of the guy. If you know, you ought to read your Bible. It's pretty interesting. And they spoke to Jesus. And they submitted themselves to Jesus. You remember that? They spoke to him with just his very presence. They begged him to not cast them out into the deep. Remember that? What a great lesson that is for us to know that greater is he that's in me than he that's in this world. In Jesus Christ, I can do how many things? Because I have him. So we learned a lot about that last week. Now today's another story. Let's go to another one from the Bible. Today, what is it? There's a boat. I see it. Oh boy. Going, say this out loud with me. Going through storms. I mean to say this. Pop that up. One more time. Going through storms. No. We're going to be doing what? Growing through storms. Here's how I say it. You might not like my language, but I'm going to tell you. I've had some tough times in my life. I've had some tough times that will kill you. I mean, that'll just knock you out. And I know I'm not talking to people that ain't had them as well. But here's what I've said in some of the toughest times of my life. I don't want to go through this crap and come out the same. You might not want to say the crap word, but if you want to, say it with me. I don't want to go through this crap and come out the same. I want to grow through this mess. But I just don't make it. I'd like to make it and learn. Why? Why this mess? If I can be better, if I can be stronger, if I can understand more, if I can be more humble, more dependent upon you. I don't want to just go through storms. I want to what? Grow through storms. So that's my message to you today, growing through storms. And we are going to look at that passage where Peter walked on water, but we're not there yet. We're going to talk about it. Let's go. Let's read. Let's read the Bible together. Here we go. Matthew 14. Y'all there? You with me? Y'all so far so good? How you doing? Here we go. And Jesus commanded the multitude to sit down on the grass. So they ain't on no water. And he took the 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Because his disciples had said, we got to send all these people home that were following Christ. Thousands and thousands. How are we going to feed these folks? I mean, it's over. They're hungry. They got to go. They found a little lad with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Is that right? Sure. And he took them. Little boy offered them and took them. And he blessed these 5 loaves, 2 fishes, looking up to heaven. He blessed Jesus, break it, gave the loaves to his disciples. Disciples gave it that multitude. And they all did eat. Kidding me? And they were filled. And they took up fragments. They even had leftovers in 12 baskets. It's crazy. And they that had eaten were about how many? 5,000 men beside who? Women and children. So I'm just saying, that was a big crowd that day. And that's what happened. I mean, that's a big luncheon. Wouldn't you call that a big luncheon? So people probably wore out after all that. And straightway, Jesus constrained his disciples. He said, guys, day's over now. I want y'all to go get into a boat. Go get in that boat over there. And I want you to go before me unto the other side. Y'all go ahead and scoot. See, he's teaching them. This is all about learning. Scoot. Go. And they were like, we glad to go. So they get in the boat. And Jesus says, I'll send the multitudes home. I'll handle it. And when Jesus sent the multitude home, all those folks, I imagine it was quite a while. He might have answered a lot of questions. You never know, right? He went up into a mountain. And that's the Sea of Galilee is a 6-mile wide lake. It's 13 miles long. And there are mountains. There's some jagged mountains on the other side. We saw those last week. There's also a seashore area. But he went into one of the smaller mountains apart to pray. And when the evening was come, Jesus was there alone. Y'all with me so far? You cool or not? All right. We're studying the Bible. Here we go. The storm. Was Jesus on the boat with them or no? No. Was he on the boat last week? Yeah. Is he on the boat this week? No. Different time. Same lake. He's teaching them. He's trying to grow them. Do you understand that? I have never learned too much during good times. I'm an ingrate. I'll tell you straight up. That's the way it is. God's always got my attention best through hard times. I don't know if you're like me like that or not. How many say, Pastor Gary, I'm a lot like that too. He got my best attention, and most change happened in hard times in my life. Okay, it ain't like I'm wishing for them. I just think that's a little more normal than not. And so he wasn't on the boat with them. He's teaching them something. And so the boat, or they call it a ship, it's a boat, was now in the middle of the sea. It's a lake. It's Sea of Galilee. It was tossed, man. Here they go again. What the heck? I mean, these guys do this for a living. It's crazy. I mean, I would be like, man. This is, ever since we started following him, this boat thing's gone to pot. Maybe that was part of the training. Yes or no? He got those suckers so sick of boat, and they're going to follow him after all this. You know what I mean?
But it was a horrible storm tossed with waves. The wind was contrary. So, now say this with me out loud. We're learning the Bible today. Say it out loud. The storm came to the disciples because they were in the will of God, not because they were out of the will of God. Did they do what the Lord told them to do? Did they get in the boat? Did they start going to the other side? Was it His idea to get into the boat? Yes. So this storm, let me get this straight. They're doing the right thing. And this mess happens. You ever been doing the right thing? You're not perfect, but you've been doing the right thing. And just out of nowhere, your life sort of gets turned upside down. Anybody want to raise a hand at me and just look at me? It happens. That's what happened here. And there are two kinds of storms. I'm going to just take a break here for just a second. I'm talking about storms. Okay? There are two kinds of storms we go through as Christians. There's probably more. I ain't got all week, okay? There's two kinds of storms that we go through as Christians. The first one is storms of correction. Let's just take a quick break. Does this look like a storm of correction? Did He tell them to get in the boat? Did they get in the boat? They were in the will of God. So this doesn't look like a storm of correction, does it? No. But there are storms of correction. And it's funny how we screw our life up by being stupid. I can't believe God let that happen. It's called math, Jack. You do this and this is going to happen. Yes or no, amen? That's the way it is. I can't believe I did those drugs and I had an overdose. Yeah, that's what can happen. You understand? You fill in the blank. I started showing up at work late and I'm at work late and I go to work late and I get fired. That's what you deserve. Y'all hear me or not? Say, I only stole a little money. It's funny how our country today, you can break laws, be illegal, do whatever, no consequences. That's not reality. Y'all hear me or not? Say, it's not reality. Reality is storms of correction. You do something wrong, there's going to be consequences. Amen or oh me. What about the Bible, though? What's the Bible say real quick? Here's what I think of. I call these Jonah storms. Okay? Now, we're going to get back to our story in a second, but hang on. Jonah, the book of Jonah, he was a prophet. The word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai, and said to Jonah, y'all, you've heard of Jonah and the whale? Okay. God said, arise, Jonah, go to Nineveh, that great city, cry against it, preach to them, for their wickedness has come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto who? I'm not a bright fellow. Does Tarshish sound like Nineveh? Nah. So he didn't do what God said. He went to Tarshish instead of Nineveh to flee the presence of the Lord. He went down to Joppa. He found a ship going to Tarshish. Paid some money. Got on the ship, the boat, to go with them to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. We're talking about storms of correction for just a moment. What happened? What happened? God said go to Nineveh. He went where? Tarshish. God said this is what you're supposed to do. He did what he wasn't supposed to do. So what happened? The Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea so that the ship was starting to be broken to smithereens. I'm not going to read the whole book of Jonah. What happened? They cast lots. All the guys were like, oh my gosh, we're going down, we're going down. Somebody's on this ship that screwed us up. Our voyage wasn't supposed to be like this. Something's happening. And so the lot fell on old Jonah. Jonah's the problem. They threw Jonah overboard. I can't believe you're picking on me. Threw overboard. And what happened? A great fish swallowed Jonah. 3 nights in the belly of a whale. You don't say, you don't believe that Bible. I believe the Bible. I'll let you believe what you want to believe. How about that? I can get a whole other message on that if we want to talk about it sometime. But, spit him up on shore. Nasty, slimy, stinky, vomit, guts, crap. Take a wild guess what Jonah did after all that. Oh, he cried and all that kind of mess. But he went where? Nineveh. Did Nineveh get saved? Yeah. Was Jonah happy about it? No. He's ticked off his whole life. That's called a storm of correction. How many want to raise a hand and say, man, I can relate to that story. And I've had my butt whooped before because of crap I've done in my life. You see what I'm saying? Well, that ain't this story today. That was just a little preview of Jonah. So there's two kinds of storms. Storms of what? Correction. Then there's this kind of storm. Storm of what? You ever heard the perfect storm? Well, that word perfect is the word mature. God uses storms to grow us. If you live on planet Earth, you're going to have storms. I can't believe I got sick. What do you expect? I can't believe I had to go to the hospital. You're going to get sick sometime. I can't believe I, you know, didn't have enough money to pay the bill. That's what happens sometimes. It's called life. You hear me or not? We can grow through the storms of our life, and God wants to mature us. That's great. Y'all hear me or not? The whole point is try to get smarter, to get wiser as we make it through our life. So storms of perfection or disciple storms. So let's go back to our message, and we're going somewhere now. We're not going to be all day if you just will be quiet. Here we go. Come on. Say that with me. Let's get back to where we were. The storm came to the disciples because they were the will of God, not because they were what? There are going to be storms. Sometimes bad things are going to happen. You experienced that recently, right here. Her little boy, not doing anything wrong. A dog attacked him. Her life was doing fine. All of a sudden, her little boy's life's in danger. Ambulance. Have to fast track him immediately to St. Pete. Nothing else mattered. All that mattered was little Griffin. And thank God we live in America. Can we do that again? Let's thank the Lord we live in America. Where people showed up at the house, they helped, they took. Plastic surgeons did the work. You didn't ask for that storm. You weren't out of the will of God because of that storm. But hopefully through that storm, little Griffin and you and your family are going to grow closer to the Lord. He's not picking on you. But a situation like that does not have to be wasted or blamed on God. Instead of, like you've been doing, relying on God. Can you imagine a mama? Can we thank the Lord for her right there? Mama, right there. Yeah. So that's what I'm trying to do today. I'm just trying to be practical with God's word. So these disciples hadn't done anything wrong, and now they're about to die on a ship in the middle of the lake again. And all they did was say, yeah, we'll follow you. Gee, what's happening? Jesus knew the storm was coming.
And I don't advise you, when storms come in your life, to try to figure out, God, why'd you let this happen? Why you live on earth? It's going to happen. God's not like you call like a little puppet. No, it's called life, guys. And that's where the faith comes in and the scriptures come in, our relationship with Christ. Jesus purposely, though, he's teaching these guys. He knew that storm was coming. He purposely had them go into that storm. He directed them into that storm. Say this out loud. They were better off in the than on the. If they had stayed on the shore, they would have been out of the will of God. Is that correct? So they were in the will of God. You mean I'm better off in the storm than in the calm? Sure. You just might learn something. Instead of with your feet propped up in your easy chair over there. You got to get out in it, man. That's where you start to grow with God, when I'm in the middle of it. And that's what's happening. Storms can mess with your mind, though. Is that correct? Oh, my gosh. Let's go see what the scripture says. Storms can mess with your head. So in the fourth watch of the night, the wind, the waves, the ship's about to be broken. It's crazy. These are the disciples. It's going nuts, man. We're going to die, man. And what do? Jesus comes walking to them on the water. This ain't some calm water. You can't see nothing. It's in the nighttime, too. And when the disciples saw him, they don't know it's him, walking on the sea, they were what? They were troubled. And they said this, say that out. It's a what? What's another word for that? It's a ghost. I've read this passage, preached this many times. And they cried out in fear. Storms can mess with you. It's a ghost. They cried out in fear. They were tossed by the waves. The wind was contrary, and now they see a what? What's that got to do with me and you, though? It sounds just like us. This happened to me. And that happened to me. And all of a sudden, it starts messing with our mind. Anybody else like me sort of screwed up in the head? Starts messing with our mind. What do I mean? Say this little part. We start to what? Imagine or what? Embellish the what? Situation into what? Something that didn't or ain't happened. Anybody else like that? Some mess comes. Instead of dealing with the mess, you make the mess into something crazy. And why'd God do this? And why did he do that? And why did she do that? And all of a sudden, you've got World War III going on. We start seeing things that aren't there. We're just learning today is all we're doing. So that's what happened. They saw a ghost. But now here's in their situation, there was something there. Amen. But straightway Jesus spoke. Would you say this? One of the best verses in the Bible. Say it out loud with me. But straightway Jesus spoke unto them. Say this part with me. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Now I want you to say that with me about three times, because you're going to need this at some point in your life. Say it out loud. Back it up, Raj. I want to hit that last part one more time. Back that thing up one more time. Right there. I want to see that verse right there. Say that last part with me. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. One more time. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Now, Raj, let's go to that next slide. I want you just to break that down just a bit. Be of good cheer. What does that mean? Storms are coming. That's the way it is. That's how he matures us. That's how we grow up. Be of good cheer. Take courage. Quit whining about it. Get with it, man. Next one. It is I. What does that mean? I'm right here. This is God speaking in your storm. Take courage. I'm right here. Say that out loud. Don't be afraid. This is what you do in storms. A perfection. This is how we mature as Christians. I know you'd like to go to a Bible study class and get it that way, maybe. I'm sorry. This is called fast track learning right here, baby. You can study the Bible for years. Let something whoop your butt and all of a sudden, I understand now. This is what you do in a storm. Be of good cheer. Take courage. It is I. I'm right here. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. So take courage. Take courage. I'm right here. Don't fear. Say that out loud with me. Take courage. I'm right here. Can you slow it down just a little bit? Just slow it down. I want you to only imagine that you're struggling, or maybe you are struggling. Right now, say it out loud. Take courage. I'm right here. Don't fear. Is that calming or what? That's what God wants for our life. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it? Now, what do I mean by that? When Jesus called his disciples, this is really important. When Jesus called his disciples, the Bible says his message was repent, for the kingdom of God's at hand. We said, what does repent mean? Sounds very familiar. Let's pop it up. It's the same message he gave to disciples. He said, repent. What does that mean? It means turn around, I'm right here. Turn around, I'm right here. What am I supposed to do in a storm? I'm supposed to repent. I'm supposed to repent. I'm talking about, it's not sin that you're doing. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you need to turn around and I'm right here, God says. It's the same thing he's teaching his disciples. He's trying to drive it into their head. Just as I called you from the seashore. You turn around, I'm right here. You follow me, I'm right here. That's what we do in a storm. Instead of being afraid, we take courage. And we turn away from that storm. And we look to him. And we realize, oh my God, you're right here. You're right here. I'm going to be okay. I can make it through this. Y'all hear me or not? Am I driving you crazy? That's part of the learning, the crazy. So take courage. I'm right here. Don't fear. So what happened? What did Peter say? What did Peter say? Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it really is you, bid me come to you on the water. On the water. Okay? That's your command. You command me to come to you on the water. It's Jesus that commands me to come to him on the water. When you're in a storm, what should I do? Jesus commands me to come to him. I don't want to bother him. When you're in trouble, when you're facing hard times, it's not something of your own making. Now, if there's correction and you can immediately course correct, that's what you should do. But if things are out of your control, you can't necessarily fix it all, then know that Jesus commands you to come. You hear me or not? Come to me. I'm right here. Hope it's isn't boring you to tears. He said, come. And when Peter was come out of the boat, he did what? Peter did what? You might say, well, that's ridiculous, walking on water. Let's see if we got any water walkers in the room today. How many you went through a storm in your life, and honestly, you didn't know how you were going to make it. And it really wasn't of your own making. And it did happen. But you're living proof that you can walk on water. You made it. How many? My hand's way up in the air. Look at this. These aren't crazy people. It's real, man. This is a relationship with God. This is what a relationship with God looks like. This is maturing in our faith. When trouble happens, when storms happen, when the worst thing happens that you can't control, turn. And he's right there. Come to me. And that's what Peter did. Then Peter came out of the boat. He walked on the water. And he was going toward Jesus. This is great. This is great. Sounds just like us. Going through storms. Growing through storms. And that's what's happening in this situation. So there's four things I'd like to leave us with. Four things. Not hard. We're not going to re-preach a message. That's pretty much it. Okay? How can I grow through my storms? How can I grow through my storms? Number one, say it with me. Have a what? Have an attitude of faith. Take courage. Have an attitude of faith. Stop the complaining. Stop telling all your friends. There's nothing new under the sun. You're not the only one that didn't has bill problems. I'm telling you. Somebody's got to take action. These are normal things a lot of us go through in life. Y'all hear me or not say? Well, I'm sick. I can't believe I'm sick. Did you know people get sick? Can I see some hands? How many ever in the room got sick before? And there's going to be times the sickness is going to be horrible. Doesn't mean you're a bad person. It means that's what happens to us. Amen? This is a foolproof formula here. So have an attitude of faith. Take courage. Be of good cheer. Number two, sit with me. Acknowledge what? God's presence is with me. God's with me. He's right here. He's going to help me. And that's what we're going to do. I don't know how, but this is it. I'm going to put my faith in Him. That's what I got. That's what I'm doing. Call me a nut. I don't give a hoot. It's me. I'm right here. I love you. Number three, what do we do in storms? Don't be what? But you can't, oh, I'm not going to be afraid. I'm going to do that one first. No, it's going to start by you getting some faith and take some courage. Then it's going to take you acknowledging that He's right there with you. And then all of a sudden, you're going to be a little better at being scared to death. Amen or ome? And number four, take some what? And that's what Peter, and just in the story, it's just a message. I'm trying to give us a practical message. Peter, Jesus told Peter to come. And Peter did what? He stepped into some unknown. And I wish I could figure out your problems for you and make them all go away. But you the other night stepped into an unknown. You didn't know how it was all going to turn out. It's turning out better. Wish it had never happened. It did. But your trust. That's life, guys. So what did Peter do? And when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. He saw the wind. How many have ever seen the wind? Let me take a while. How many have ever seen the wind? Well, now y'all ain't as smart as I thought you were, Miss Ann. You've never seen wind. You've seen the leaves blowing in the wind, the trees in the wind. You've seen the roof ripping off. See, when you have trouble, you become a wind seer. That's what we do. And when you start looking at wind, you start sinking. You can't see the wind. You can't see what's going to happen. Instead of having to see everything, you're going to have to trust and obey and work and pray and do. But to see it all and figure it all out, he saw the wind boisterous. He was afraid. He began to sink. He cried, saying, Lord, save me. Boy, that was smart, wasn't it? What do you do when you become weak? What do you do when you become weak? And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand. He caught him. He said unto him, O thou of little what? Faith. Why did you doubt? Now look, he's not getting onto his case. Jesus, he's not doing that. He's trying to grow them. I think he was trying to say, Peter,
this is nothing. This is nothing what you went through. Buddy, you keep following me. It's going to get really dirty. It's going to get dark. And so he took him out. They took him out in that water and he started growing them. Peter was crucified, they tell us, for his faith in Christ. All the disciples were murdered for their faith. We know John was exiled to the Isle of Patmos. It got really dark. Y'all hear me? Put in prison, beaten. He was trying to teach them. What do you do when you become weak? Say it with me. What do you do when you become weak? Say it out loud. Stop what? I'm looking at the wind, man. You won't believe. We ought to stop looking at the Weather Channel. I'm serious. How many are like, you just hear something, all of a sudden you're glued to it. Don't lie, you in church. How many say I'm glued to it when we hear this stuff? Does it make you better? The calls I get phone calls from people. Yeah, Pastor, yeah. Where y'all leaving? Where y'all going to be? They calling me. I ain't looking at the wind. And then you call me and I start looking at the wind. I was sitting home eating ice cream. I was fine. Leave me alone. Are you packing up? You taking your family? And Kim will say, who was that? Oh, it was so-and-so. Well, no, we packing up. Then she goes, we should pack up. Oh, my gosh. What I'm trying to say, when you have problems, stop looking at the wind. Instead of looking at the wind, it'd be better to look to Him, take some courage, have some faith, put a plan together. Okay? Number two. When you go through your troubles, stop looking at the wind. Number two, when you find yourself in a storm, call on Jesus when? Not a last resort. Early. Number three, know He'll what? And He'll what? And guys, I'm not talking about hurricanes. Hurricanes are easy. I would trade a lot of the problems in my life for a hurricane any day of the week. How many would say that? I would too, Pastor. Some of the problems I've had, I would have traded them for a hurricane any day of the week. No, I'm talking about stuff that'll make you want to kill yourself or kill somebody else. Not something you brought on yourself. That's crazy. No, God's going to do what? See me through the storm. So we're pretty well done, aren't we, Roger? You're killing me. What happened when they were come into the ship? The wind ceased. Okay. Storms grow us. Storms grow us. And the men on board, the disciples, they marveled. They marveled. They went from, oh my God, we're going to die. Walking on water ghosts. Wind, eh. And now look at them. What manner of man is this? Who are we following? Even the wind and the waves obey Him. Wow, wow, wow. That's the beauty of storms. So what'd they do? They worshiped Him. And what did they say? Of a truth. Say it with me. You are the Son of God. Being honest again, how many would say to me today, we're done. I've been through some hard times. I can remember maybe one or two of them. And I've probably never been closer to the Lord than I was when it all settled down and I knew I had made it. He had my attention. How many would raise hands and say, buddy, I can relate to that. I know that. The boat I'm in, baby. Okay? I believe we can still walk on water. Let's thank the Lord for His word. Amen. I'm wearing out. Thank the Lord! Amen! I love that.